Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And says who? Ohio State tops the AP preseason college football poll. It's here, and the same people who told you that Indiana was the 20th best team starting last year now suggesting that the defending college football champion Hoosiers are going to be the 6th best team in 2026. Indiana went a perfect 16-0 last season. They obliterated the big name teams like Alabama 38-3 during their stampede to a national championship. Coach Kurt Cignetti is still at Indiana. And like every other major college football program these days, IU went out shopping to buy another group of talented transfer players using NIL bonus bucks again in 2026. So why did the Associated Press demote last season's undisputed champion Indiana from the top spot when they haven't even played a game this season yet? This year's AP projected top five teams will be Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia, Notre Dame, and Texas. And interestingly, not one SEC team received a single first-place vote in this year's 2026 preseason AP poll. What's up with that? Ohio State was the top pick on 40 of the ballots. Oregon grabbed 14 first-place votes. Indiana, the number 6 preseason pick, had 8 first-place votes. And Miami of Florida, who's number 7 overall and last year's national runner-up, took in the final first-place vote. Now, in defense of the Associated Press, the poll results are solely the opinions of 60-plus writers and broadcasters around the country casting their vote in this national poll. No employees of the Associated Press were allowed to participate. And by the way, I'd like to give a shameless self-promotion plug right here. This is yet another reason why the popular Swamp Swami Sports College Football Top 25 Rankings doesn't begin to publish any rankings until at least 4 games into the season. So come back and check out my own rankings once the cooler weather and clearer minds have returned by early October. Back to our story. The preseason rankings are simply a beauty contest intended to spur interest and media hype. You know, the NCAA's transfer portal and the advent of NIL to pay college athletes has really affected the prediction business. Did you know that an estimated 3,700 college football players put their name into that hat and changed schools in early January? 3,700 football players? That's amazing. So how can anyone know how good that Indiana or LSU or any other top program is going to be this fall after their rosters have changed so much from last season? Let's go back in the Wayback Machine 20 years ago, where we could take a good look at which teams were returning the most players following a good season in the previous year. We would then assess the incoming freshman class for possible impact players. Then it was time to review the team's upcoming football schedule for this year to assess the difficulty of this year's opponents. Now, today's transfer portal game of musical chairs makes it quite difficult to predict which teams are going to shoot to the top of the charts by the season's end. For example, LSU transfer quarterback Sam Leavitt from Arizona State is expected to provide a big boost to the Tigers' offensive output under their new head coach, Lane Kiffin. But how can anyone estimate Leavitt's impact on the Tigers until he plays a few games to start the season? Meanwhile, in Indiana, they did lose Heisman Trophy quarterback Fernando Mendoza to the NFL draft. Will their new transfer quarterback, Josh Hoover from TCU, be worth the reported $2 million NIL deal that he signed to come to Indiana? We'll find out soon enough. What confuses me is that the Associated Press's number one team, Ohio State, actually does have a fairly tough schedule in 2026. The Buckeyes are going to visit number 5 Texas in Austin in week number 2. Then during mid-October, Ohio State has a 3-game stretch where they play at number 6 Indiana, travel to number 14 USC, and then they're at home for number 2 Oregon. Ouch! Now don't forget that their regular season home finale is against number 16 preseason pick and their hated rival Michigan. It seems that Ohio State is going to have to lose one or more of those games, right? That makes me suspicious of why the majority of Associated Press voters handed the Buckeyes the number 1 preseason ranking. Did they even look at the schedule first? But if you like easy schedules, go check out the playoff-friendly schedule for the Associated Press number 4 ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I have it on my website at swampswamisports.com if you'd like to check it out. The Irish will not play a preseason top 25 team until week number 7, when they travel to number 14 Brigham Young. Notre Dame's other two ranked opponents will be number 7 Miami and number 19 SMU, but both of them have to travel to South Bend for games being played in the month of November. Yes, Notre Dame's schedule appears to be deliciously easy. Uh-oh, Alabama has come in at number 13 in the preseason. The heat is building in Tuscaloosa. Coach Nick Saban's Alabama teams were nearly always ranked in the top 10 during preseason. No matter how many players Saban had lost to the NFL draft, a new layer of Alabama's stockpile of talent was ready to be unveiled during the following season. But not anymore. Coach Saban's replacement is busy dealing with today's revolving door of NCAA transfer portal players. And more recently, he's been hitting up Bama boosters for NIL bonus bucks in order to put a more competitive team on the field this year. Yes, Alabama's new head coach, Kalen DeBoer, is really feeling the heat. His 11-4 finish in 2025 included ugly late-season losses to SEC champion Georgia and then that drubbing by national champion Indiana in the playoffs. The combined score in those two late-season trouncings was 66-10. Ooh! Anything less than a spot in this year's 12-team college football playoffs is going to be unacceptable to rather spoiled Bama fan. Should this year's team fail to deliver, Coach Kalen DeBoer and his boss are likely going to be swept out of Tuscaloosa in a, wait for it, Crimson Tide. Alabama's athletics director, Greg Byrne, inexplicably extended the contract for increasingly unpopular head football coach Kalen DeBoer after last season's embarrassing season-ending 38-3 loss to Indiana. Coach DeBoer will still receive an estimated $67.5 million if he gets fired after this season. And for his part, Alabama's athletics director Greg Byrne's contract runs all the way through the year 2031. But Byrne's buyout is going to be peanuts compared to the bank which has to be robbed to pay for the football coach. Impatient high rollers within the Bama athletics family are getting ready to dig deep to raise funds to boot DeBoer and Byrne should Alabama drop 4 or more football games this season. Now, this year's number 13 preseason ranking at Alabama may indicate that the proverbial hat is already being passed around the great state of Alabama, getting ready for the end of the season. Meanwhile, in Texas, it's Arch who? Texas quarterback Arch Manning did not ask for all the publicity which came out of Newman High School in Uptown New Orleans a few years ago. But having a legendary grandfather and two uncles who excelled at quarterback in college and the NFL is kind of hard to live up to. The national media put a big bullseye squarely on the back of Arch Manning 4 years ago after he signed to play his college football at the University of Texas. But then, Arch Manning sat on the bench for most of his first 2 years at Texas behind Quinn Ewers. Manning was finally named the starter in Austin last year to begin the 2025 season. And a media-fueled Arch Manning for Heisman campaign prior to week number 1 would turn into a big flop. Texas got off to a rocky start last year. Manning eventually found his confidence later in the season to end 2025 on a positive note. Texas finished 9-3, but their win total included 2 narrow escapes in overtime in road games at Kentucky and at Mississippi State. So Texas was left out of last year's college football playoffs. Arch Manning now has the chance to deliver a championship season to the Texas faithful this fall. The preseason number 5 ranked Longhorns are favored to finish in the top 2 of the SEC this season, along with number 3 Georgia. Texas definitely has the talent to have a terrific season. However, as we know, Texas has been loaded with talent for years and years in Austin. So it's time for Arch Manning, Coach Steve Sarkisian, and this year's squad of Texas Longhorns to step it up and prove it to everyone on the field this fall. And finally, can Coach Kurt Cignetti bring a second straight title home to Indiana? The attention to detail shown by Indiana's national championship squad last year was reminiscent of some of former Alabama coach Nick Saban's finest teams. Then again, Indiana head coach Kurt Cignetti was once on the staff at Alabama under Nick Saban, so IU's coach took some very good notes while observing the intense legendary football coach in action both on and off the field down in Alabama. Indiana's Heisman Trophy quarterback Fernando Mendoza and his favorite receiver from last year, Omar Cooper, are both gone. Both were taken early in the first round of this spring's NFL draft. They're going to be replaced, though, by talented transfers at Indiana this fall. Coach Cignetti and his assistant coaches pay incredible attention to every detail on offense, defense, and special teams at Indiana. Last year's 16-0 Hoosiers team played like a well-oiled machine in winning the national championship. In tough games when the talent on the field is nearly equal, Indiana proved an old adage called the 5 P's was still valid. It goes like this. Prior preparation prevents poor performance.
Ooh, yeah!
All the details matter. Bet against Indiana this year if you wish. But not me. I'm Swamp Swami.